first of all, it's an interim prime minister to me and you, because he's only a prime minister during this interim election period. But I think he is doing a great job of taking the reins, trying to make his mark both on the prime minister's office, where he appointed a new person to be head of the public diplomacy directorate there, somebody took from the foreign ministry. He is actively involved in, you know, running the cabinet, and we're going to see him with President Biden in the next few weeks. He's in Paris this week, going to be meeting with world leaders. I mean, he is the person who is currently the prime minister of Israel.
Now, is he doing this for Israel's benefit, for to show the world Israel has a leader, or is he doing this for the elections?
Well, Israel needs to have a leader, whether we have an election or not. You know, we've had a problem in that for a long time. We haven't had a functioning government and a budget, and that's a problem. So definitely the election is on his mind. At the same time, he did campaign for the last decade in order to go into the prime minister's office, and the country needs leadership, meaning he's probably spends much of his day in with security briefings and dealing with things that a prime minister has to do. And if there's becomes a serious crisis, whether security crisis, health crisis, economic crisis, he is right there. So he's got to have a team of advisors in there. He's got to be functioning as a prime minister. He has to be in the prime minister's office. It will take away time from his regular campaigning, but at the end of the day, he's sitting in the prime minister's chair.
Now, we're looking at this election campaign. It looks like it's going to be very vicious. Is this a sign of this fifth election that's going to be vicious?
Well, I don't know if it's any vicious than the previous four. You know, there's a famous question that Jews always ask, Israelis always ask, why is this election different from all other elections?
Yes.
So we don't know. But what will have to be toned down, meaning a lot of Netanyahu's rhetoric in the past is, you know, we have to prevent Yair Lapid from becoming prime minister. God forbid he should be prime minister and the country will fall apart. Well, surprise, Yair Lapid is the acting prime minister. So Netanyahu is going to have to find a different way to attack him. Or if there's some major crisis and he doesn't function well, then that's going to be a big issue. But for right now, you know, he has all the trappings of being prime minister, certainly sitting in the prime minister's chair, the prime minister's office, the photo ops, the meetings with world leaders. And he doesn't really have to keep a coalition together or the Knesset. And he has no legislative agenda. So he doesn't have to deal with a lot of what Prime Minister Naftali Bennett had to deal with, which was keeping coalition members in line and trying to make sure his coalition, you know, was more than 60 or 61 or even 59. So he will not have to be working that hard on the political stuff and more on the image and campaigning and getting his party together. And, you know, for all in a manner of speaking, he right now is the incumbent prime minister. Even though it's a caretaker job or he's an interim prime minister. So it's going against replacing him to vote against him. So I think he will pick up some more votes from the left, and he may wind up crushing some of the support in Labor and Meretz as a result.
And on the other hand, he is the interim prime minister, as you said. And does he have the authority to actually make changes and make policy, or is he just a caretaker?
Well, he can certainly, you know, the Netanyahu, who ran basically, you know, four elections as an interim prime minister, you can set the agenda. Mm-hmm. You certainly set the agenda and you set the news cycle. Netanyahu very rarely was interviewed by the media and more used events and appearances to set the campaign agenda. So he can certainly do that. He can certainly change some policies. There is some leeway to do that. You know, there's a lot that the prime minister can do. There's a lot they can't do. He can't make a lot of major appointments. But we even found out that the army chief of staff is something that they can appoint, or the defense minister can appoint. So there is some things that they can do, and he can also promise many things. And Netanyahu was very good at promising, you know, ministerial posts and so forth. So there's a lot the sitting prime minister can do to, you know, move the public agenda, or to raise awareness. Or just the photo ops. Photo ops are really serious. I mean, Biden is going to come now to Jerusalem, and he's going to be shaking Prime Minister or interim Prime Minister Yair Lapid's hand. And he's going to be spending time sitting with Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett and their cabinet and their government. And that can have an effect because they're showing that they are doing something and world leaders are meeting with them. And, you know, we have a lot of different regional crisis and a lot of other things that could go wrong in the next 4 months, and that could hurt Yair Lapid as prime minister, but it could also help him if he can manage it correctly.
Let's get back a little bit to the elections. Now, apparently there's a new party, a Bedouin party from the south. Is this sort of like the taxi driver party aimed at sort of siphoning off votes?
We are going to see a lot of political parties by the time the deadline is for registering new political parties. Most of those political parties, especially if they don't have any well-known personalities, are just either publicity gimmicks mm-hmm. or people that are hopeful that by some miracle they're going to be elected. I do think what we have to look out for is existing members of Knesset from various parties who join other parties, other existing parties, or form new ones. That's something that we have to watch out for, because that could be a very strong showing, meaning if two of the smaller parties got together and added some other personalities, this could be a formidable force.
Now, one name we haven't mentioned is Naftali Bennett. What's his role going to be in the upcoming elections?
Well, Naftali Bennett, interestingly enough, I think he shocked a lot of us by walking away from the prime minister's office, both in terms of, you know, saving the residents of Judea and Samaria, of the West Bank, who Israeli law would not have been extended to, you know, on July 1st. And also willingly walking away and not letting his government fall and possibly remaining interim prime minister, which is something that could have happened. Like, he could have rolled the dice and said, you know, maybe it's one of, you know, someone from Lapid's side and I'll be interim prime minister. So he really, you know, maintained his agreement with Lapid and walked away in a very gentlemanly, civil kind of way that showed a kind of new Israeli politics. So I think that shocked a lot of people. And I think that also put him in a different category. And I think that more people will respect and appreciate him at this point because of what he's done by walking away and giving the prime ministership to Yair Lapid. At the same time, during this election campaign, he may take the role of a sort of elder statesman, someone who's not going to be running but can possibly, you know, put in his opinions and influence voters.